Yesterday we were discussing a little bit about a subject which not everyone involves themselves in. Specifically, even in those days, times of the Mechaber, many hundreds of years ago, it says that it's not an obligation, but nonetheless it was a custom among some, and some people refrained from this custom, specifically that of kaparos. The actual use of a tarnagel, of that of a rooster, or of a hen, depending if it's a man or a woman. And we discussed yesterday as well the significance behind why we would take a tarnagel. It's not that we gives us an opportunity to displace and remove all the sins from ourselves and put it on a bird, but it's really an opportunity, as the Arizal as well as the Shlach explain, for us to be able to reflect on ourselves, an opportunity to think about what we really deserve as far as punishment is concerned when we focus on what will happen to the tarnagel, to the rooster. He also explained the Mishnah Brura that that was also the reason the Rishonim bring down for the purpose of the karbanos, the sacrifices in general. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, you would look at that, an animal being sacrificed, and that would hopefully give you the ability to think a little bit about yourself and hopefully give an opportunity for tshuva to change. So, I want to continue just for a couple moments with this. The Ramah continues and says, "V'nohagin likach tarnagel zachor zachor onekeva loikin tarnagolas." That for a man they would take the rooster, and for a woman they would take a tarnagolas hen. And again, the point is, it just gives a person the opportunity to be able to focus more on themselves. If they're able to have a rooster versus a hen, v'lochin lemuberes shnei tarnagolim. Interesting, he says, what happens if a woman is with child? She's pregnant. So, what is she? How is she supposed to perform this ceremony? So the Ramah tells us that she's actually supposed to take two tarnagolim, two roosters, because ulai teled zachar. He says the reason is because perhaps she has a boy, right? And therefore she has to take not only for herself, but also for her child, the fetus. Which obviously you have to ask yourself a question. And the Mishnah Brura says, well, perhaps she should take another hen instead, because what if she has a female, she has a girl, and therefore she would need a second hen also. Says, oh, maybe the first hen she has is sufficient. So the obvious question is, if the purpose of kaparos is for a person to be able to focus on their mistakes, so you can understand why I would take a rooster, but why do you need a second one? After all, your kid didn't do anything wrong. The kid's not been born. So obviously it's something that needs to think about, but certainly a person can reflect that your own mistakes as an adult sometimes... we put our issues and our baggage onto our children. And therefore, our own mistakes, unfortunately, will end up continuing in the next generation. And therefore, perhaps the purpose of having a second tarnagel is not that the infant, the fetus, did anything wrong, but it's the idea that your actions have a direct result on what will happen to that child. Therefore, you have to focus on that. The Ramah then continues and says, "V'vacharin, you should choose tarnagolim levanim. You should make sure that what type of tarnagol do we want? What type of rooster? Make sure it's white. Now, what's the significance of this? We're prejudiced. Why does it have to be white? It's because the pasuk says, 'Al derech shnemar im yuchatoechem kishanin kasheleg yalbinu.' So it says if a person's sins are significant, God willing, they should be compared to the whiteness of the snow. May that happen in many, many months from now, the snow. But nonetheless, the significance, again, is looking at the tarnagel gives the opportunity, by looking at the white, in your mind, thinking, you know what, maybe I should improve myself as well. I should have some cleanliness within myself on a spiritual context. It's customary to take this rooster after it's slaughtered, you give it to the poor person, or perhaps redeem it and give the money to the poor person. In fact, the Mishnah Brura says that's preferable because it'll embarrass the poor person. And also the fact that this corresponds to a person's sins, a person isn't exactly interested in having that in their house, even though there's nothing wrong with it. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important concept, which I learned many years ago in a macroeconomics class of supply and demand. He says that even though it's true that a person should search after a white rooster, you don't have to. It's not ma'akiv. If you can't find a white rooster, you can take whatever you want. Why? Just like we find by many people, they really go all out because, after all, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So I better get the best one. What ends up happening that everyone's looking for a particular rooster? There's a tremendous demand for this one or these few roosters. But no, it'll end up happening that they're going to put the prices up significantly because of the raise of the demand and the shortness of supply. This is what the people do, and the merchants will do, and therefore it will become cumbersome for such a person, and we will become our worst enemies, which we talk about in other scenarios, like in certain Jewish areas, the housing market goes sky high in firm communities. So therefore, why should we do that to ourselves? If we have a need to get a tarnagol, don't search after the white one, and therefore the prices are going to go through the roof. Rather, im yochel mameil liknos b'mikach shar tarnagolim yiknoso. If you're able to purchase another one, purchase it. V'lo yomer klum, and don't say anything. And however, in a situation, of course, you come after the white one. That's also preferable based on the pasuk that we should reflect on our sins, that they should be kashelig galbinu. But what I find to be fascinating, we'll conclude with this, of the Mishnah Berurah, is the sensitivity in halacha. The sensitivity of halacha, first of all, tells us what we should do, what's the preferred method, but also to understand that by having certain stringencies, that it's going to end up causing a financial burden on the Jewish nation, or the Jewish community. Therefore, he says it's better sometimes not even to do that. Just go for what you're able to do, and better than to cause people financial hardship. Amen.